That's our news for the evening, but we would like to close with one editorial from this reporter. Now, I'm sure if any of you out there listen to talk radio, you'll be going through the same things that I go through when I hear radio talk show hosts like Rush Limbaugh and John Hannity, and after listening to our religious president, I hear these radio talk show hosts praise the life from an unborn child, or try to say Terry Schiavo on life support. I know some even run charities and try to help natural disaster victims. Kind people, these Republicans. But then I hear that Texas, our president's state, has put like 10 times more prisoners to death than any other state since like the 70s. And then I hear Republicans protest the Supreme Court's decision that minors shouldn't get the death penalty. Well, when I hear about their love of life, and then I hear about their hatred of life, I wondered if I was the only one who saw their moral confusion. So when I hear these radio talk show hosts get on their high horses over the radio waves, downplaying anyone's arguments and galloping away on their steed, I'd like to call in to ask them the question. Excuse me, I see that you Republicans seem to revere life so much. From the unborn to those on life support who need our help. So I have to ask, how can you support the death penalty? How can you revere some life and then decide to exterminate someone who's committed a crime? I've heard you talk about your evils of abortion, but why? When it's wrong to kill a fetus, a life yet to breathe on its own, why is it okay to kill people who have been breathing for years? But hey, Mr. President, when our country is now so far in debt because of your quote-unquote war, maybe we can start to save money by not killing people? I mean, the death penalty doesn't deter, and it costs more taxpayer money when every man on death row gets appeal after appeal after appeal, while every taxpayer still pays for the court costs and the judge costs and the government-appointed lawyer costs. And hell, with the death penalty, with all these people on death row, we're still paying for their food and their keep in prison for years and years. I've heard people say, oh, I'm getting the death penalty? Oh, that means I'll live longer because they're staying there for that long. So if we spend more money killing people than keeping them in prison for life, why don't we learn to be more moral and cut financial corners and help the economy out? But I'm sure the talk show radio host would cut me off discussing the heinousness of their crimes. And that's when I try to ask them, who made them the judge? I've heard death penalty supporters claim that the Bible supports the death penalty, though they never say where. I suppose that in the Old Testament, you know, God killed entire towns, flooded the earth, but according to their religion, God is the judge, not them. I've heard these supporters say that they're religious Christians, like our wonderful president, and then they say they support an eye for an eye, which is when I wonder why they're referencing the Old Testament. Not that there's anything wrong with the Old Testament, but they're referencing the Old Testament and not their Christian New Testament. They're not listening to Jesus' words when he tells them to ignore what his Father said, but do as he does and love one another. Jesus said to turn the other cheek. Killing someone is terribly turning the other cheek. I mean, where's the Christian forgiveness when they send people to death? And wait a minute, do these Christian people believe that Jesus would support their death sentences? It makes me think of terrorists who support killing people who don't believe in their God, in their way. And we find terrorist behavior abhorrent as we sit here behind our mighty Constitution, deciding who lives and who dies. But our Christian president likes playing God, which apparently the presidency mustn't be enough for him. I guess President Bush is now running this casino, and he just keeps saying to himself, you know, because he has to be right, that the House always wins. This is Janet Kuiper's report. Thank you for listening to this very kind job. It's your turn. Thank you.
All right.
Have I really toned down our lack of respect?